This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM on 104.1 FM. I'm Megan Lynch. Some U.S. beekeepers say they are seeing deaths of bees in record numbers over the last 8 months. We wanted to see what the situation is in our region. I'm joined now by Emily Althoff. She is Assistant Extension Professor and State Extension Specialist of Urban Entomology at the University of Missouri. Thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
What are you seeing and hearing about the honeybee population in Missouri?
So we're hearing about declines from state beekeeping organizations. And then as far as hearing about the data, we're waiting to hear back from our state departments of agriculture who are conducting surveys. Those surveys are going to tell us what some of the potential drivers might be this year, whether they be potential pests to the honeybees or pathogens or viruses.
I know there have been honeybee populations that have been hit by some illness. What are some of the potential causes for the loss of these bee populations?
Absolutely. So in entomology, typically we call them the four P's. So poor nutrition, so lack of access to food for the bees or adequate food for the bees. Pests such as the varroa mite, which kind of acts like a tick on the bees and feeds on their hemolymph or blood. Pathogens, so some of those viruses I was referring to earlier, or exposure to pesticides. So there's a whole group of potential contributing factors that we normally call either the four P's or the entire whole of it, colony collapse disorder.
Is this what researchers have been basically warning us about for years?
Yeah, many of the entomologists who are hearing about this are unfortunately not incredibly surprised to hear about the declines this year. It's within the rates that we've been seeing previously with colony collapse disorder. However, as these populations continue to decline, when you have these declining populations and some hives are taking a 70% hit after they've already been in a state of decline, it becomes really concerning to beekeepers as well as folks that are concerned about pollinators.
What's the potential? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're totally fine.
I was going to ask, what's the potential long-term impact if this continues, you know, throughout consecutive years then?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So if it continues throughout consecutive years, we'll definitely see impacts, whether that's on our crops that require pollination from insects or on our fruits and vegetables or within our gardens and native plants. So it's definitely a concern. And it's not just it's not just honeybees that are declining. We're also seeing impacts on our native bee populations, which is why it will also be a concern to some of our native plants.
Is part of that the interaction between the bee populations? Is that a concern?
It can be, but the primary concern is just how some of these external factors are affecting the insects themselves. So, for example, if the insects don't have access to a variety of different flowers or pollination sources or nectar sources, then they won't have access to food, and that will affect the insects across the board, not just the honeybees. And the same with exposure to some of these pesticides as well.
You mentioned the impact on crops. Could you go into that in more depth? Take us back to our science class and how that works with pollination.
Absolutely. So as of right now, over 70% of the world's cropping systems rely upon pollination. And what that means is kind of the bees moving from one flower to the next and pollinating the crop itself. And that allows us to have our fruits and vegetables throughout the year. And so the lack of pollinators, while right now we're not seeing impact, if we hit sort of a critical threshold, there might be a concern to our agricultural systems.
Is there any way to better protect bee populations, especially when we're talking about bees that are in hives and are managed by humans?
Yes. The best ways that we can ensure to protect our bee populations, other than things that many of our beekeepers are already doing as far as sanitation goes within their hives, are to plant floral habitat within, whether it's our yard or in conservation areas that are floral habitat that can bloom all year long. So if you have flowers that you're planting, ensuring that you're not only planting one species and that those flowers, at least some of them within that region, will be blooming throughout the year. That way they kind of have coverage the entire time that they're out and about, and it's not just a feast at one point in the season and no food at another time in the season. Another thing that we can do is plant native plants, so plants that will not only benefit our honeybees but also our native bees as well. Another one is not to spray when plants are flowering, and also if you do need to spray anything, make sure you are following the label instructions. That's absolutely critical to ensure that the bees aren't exposed to those chemicals while they're pollinating our plants.
Emily, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is Emily Althoff, Assistant Extension Professor and State Extension Specialist of Urban Entomology at the University of Missouri.